This news update's being brought to you by Mauer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, make it Mauer Electric of Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. From the courthouse, a dramatic turn in the case of Stephen Scott Mihalik. What started as a routine pretrial hearing for aggravated stalking spiraled into a high-stakes showdown, leaving Mihalik facing a staggering $500,000 cash surety bond. Mihalik, appearing via Zoom from the Tuscola County Jail, found himself in hot water after failing to show for a crucial March 2nd hearing. That no-show triggered a bench warrant and even new criminal charges for absconding, including allegations of removing his bondsman's electronic monitoring device. Defense attorneys sought clarity on his bond, but the court swiftly cut through the confusion. Judge declared Mihalik in contempt, revoking his previous bond entirely. The price for his freedom? A hefty $500,000 cash surety bond. A plea to backdate his time without bail was firmly denied by Judge Prill, underscoring the immediate and severe consequences of his actions. Mihalik's legal team now faces a March 24th trial date, with the stakes significantly raised after this week's courtroom drama. And in Judge Prill's courtroom Monday, delivered a stark message, even about life-threatening health conditions won't fully shield you from accountability for a violent crime. Jesse Ray Aarons, facing sentencing for assault by strangulation, presented a defense detailing a critical cardiac condition, a heart device monitored by his cell phone, and a dependency on expensive medications jail won't provide. His attorney argued incarceration could be a death sentence, citing mental health struggles and recent efforts to rebuild his life. But the prosecution countered with brutal facts. A strangulation witnessed by a police officer, committed by a man who already was on probation for drunk driving. Judge Prills, while acknowledging Heron's serious health, ultimately prioritized the chilling nature of the crime. In a pointed remark, stated, "You sure as heck had great health the day when it came to going after this victim." Heron was sentenced to 2 years probation, including 330 days in county jail. He's to report to jail Monday at 5 p.m., leaving many to wonder how he'll manage his complex medical needs from behind bars. And a new energy proposal from Michigan House Republicans is stirring debate at the Capitol, with supporters arguing it could bring greater transparency and lower utility costs for residents across the state. State Representative Greg Alexander of Carsonville is backing the plan, which aims to roll back energy policies enacted in 2023 when Democrats controlled both legislative chambers. Those earlier measures emphasized aggressive clean energy targets, but critics like Alexander say they place too much weight on environmental goals without enough consideration for cost and grid performance. According to Alexander, the current system has driven up expenses for both households and businesses. Utilities, he said, have already invested billions to meet regulatory requirements, costs that ultimately show up in consumer bills. He pointed to estimates suggesting the average Michigan family has less disposable income each year as a result, with concerns rates could continue rising. The Republican-backed legislation would eliminate the existing mandates and shift towards a mobile, more flexible approach, allowing energy providers to determine their own mix of power sources. It would also require regulators to more closely scrutinize proposals based on affordability and reliability, particularly during peak demand seasons like winter and summer. Another key component of the plan focuses on oversight. Lawmakers say it would curb the use of utility funds for outside advocacy efforts, a practice critics argue has contributed to higher costs through prolonged legal and regulatory battles. Supporters of the proposal believe these changes could significantly reduce energy bills, potentially saving households hundreds of dollars annually, while improving grid stability. The legislation introduced as House Bills 5710 and 5711 is now under review in the House Energy Committee, where it's expected to face scrutiny from both sides of the aisle. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor, Mauer Electric.
Are you ready for the next power outage? Have you had your generator serviced recently? Can't remember, huh? Well, a generator is only good if it fires up and runs properly when the power goes out. It needs periodic servicing too, even if you haven't used it recently. Are you aware that Mauer Electric services generators? Call Mauer Electric of Bad Axe for all your generator needs. Mauer Electric is also your authorized Generac generator sales and service center. They sell, install, and service Generac generators as well as a host of other brands.
For Generac generator sales and service, as well as service on any make and model, call Mauer Electric in Bad Axe today. This is Nikki Melnick. Call us at 989-269-8171.
And we're back with a look at more news. In a stunning upset at Loan Depot Park in Miami, Venezuela, defeated the United States 3-2 to win their first ever World Baseball Classic title. The game-winning run was scored in the eighth inning, silencing the home crowd. The U.S. team was seeking its second title, but struggled to capitalize on late-game scoring opportunities. Despite the loss, organizers noted that the tournament saw record-breaking viewership and ticket sales. And after a significant halt in production due to the conflict, Iraq announced today it has resumed exporting 250,000 barrels of oil per day through the Turkish port of Kayan. This bypasses the blocked Strait of Hormuz. The state-owned North Oil Company is operating at limited capacity but hopes to increase volume in the coming weeks. Oil remains Iraq's primary source of revenue, accounting for 90% of its national budget. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Mauer Electric of Bad Axe. For all of your electrical needs, make it Mauer Electric of Bad Axe.
Are you ready for the next power outage? Have you had your generator serviced recently? Can't remember, huh? Well, a generator is only good if it starts right up and runs properly when the power goes out. Even if you haven't used it recently, it needs periodic inspection and service. Mauer Electric of Bad Axe services most brands of generators.
This is Nikki Melnick. Mauer Electric is an authorized Generac sales, service, and warranty dealer, and we service most other makes and models. Call Mauer Electric in Bad Axe, 989-269-8171, 989-269-8171.
Write that number down, 269-8171.
And we're back. Michigan is asking counties participate in a statewide tornado drill today at 1 p.m., as a part of the Severe Weather Awareness Week. Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties will each be participating in statewide drill, which is part of Michigan's State Police Emergency Management and Homeland Security Division. This test helps ensure sirens are functioning properly when needed. If inclement weather happens at time of the scheduled siren test, the test will be canceled in order to avoid confusion. And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.